Kadisha. All dead were buried. All dead were washed before they were buried. And the community felt that its responsibility to the sick and the dying to tend to them. We find in the response of the time this question. There is a halacha where the question raised whether or not there's an obligation to tend others who are suffering from a contagious disease. In other words, whether one has to risk one's own health to tend others who are suffering from a contagious disease. That shaila is mentioned in the Sefer HaChassidim, which is an earlier sefer, a sefer from the 12th century in Germany, but it is mentioned in later Sforim, in Sforim of the 14th and 15th centuries. And the general opinion is a very interesting one. The general opinion is that no one can be forced to tend, but it is the responsibility of the community to see that there are volunteers. And even though that sounds like they split the scene, like if there's a way out, there is no way out. The answer is very clear. The answer is that the community will have to pay enough, hire people, provide conditions, do whatever is necessary to make certain that care exists, that the dead are buried, that the sick are tended to. So the Jewish sense of community was at work here. However, as she states here, I'm reading to you from Barbara Tuchman, there were many to echo the account of inhumanity and few to balance it, for the plague was not the kind of calamity that inspired mutual help. Its loathsomeness and deadliness did not herd people together in mutual distress, but only prompted their desire to escape each other. A Franciscan friar in Sicily stated, magistrates and notaries refused to come and make out the wills of the dying. What was worse, even the priests did not come to hear their confessions or grant last rites. A clerk of the Archbishop of Canterbury reported the same of English priests, who turned away from the care of their children in the church because of fear of death. Cases of parents deserting children and children deserting parents were recorded across Europe from Scotland to Russia. The calamity chilled the hearts of man, wrote Boccaccio in his famous account of the plague in Florence that serves as the introduction to the Decameron. One man shunned another, kinsfolk held aloof, brother was forsaken by brother, husband by wife. Nay, what is more and scarcely to be believed, mothers and fathers were found to abandon their own children to their fate, untended, alone, unvisited, as if they had been strangers. Exaggeration and literary pessimism are common in the 14th century, but the Pope's physician was a sober, careful observer who reported the same phenomenon. Quote, a father did not visit his son, nor did a son visit his father. Charity was dead. Now, that effect upon Europe created a lasting effect because the plague bankrupted Christianity. It is after the plague that the Renaissance, which is a result of the recovery from the plague, and the Reformation and the modern world begin. But in its moment of trial, religion failed. When it was necessary, and Europe faced this disaster, the veneer of civilization, of religion, disappeared. Now, God should save us. No one should ever be tested by such an event. One is frightened to imagine the effects of, God forbid, such a situation in our time. Who says it would be different? You have the problem now regarding the disease AIDS, which has some of the elements of the Black Death with it, that is mysterious.